Welcome to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And tell you what we did, Brian, because it is grand final week, or was grand final week, depending on when you're listening to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. We catch up with the team at Sports Day. So, unlike us, 100% of the hosts on their show have won a premiership, Brian.
Yes, that you are letting the team down, but also there's like a little bit of MacGyver areas up there with Mark.
Mark
or Matthew, I don't know, but he really came at me hot.
He came at you very hot. I tell you, it was hot. Our callers, they make the show. Damo was hot. Fitzy was hot. Many others were. Have a listen. In the meantime, let's catch up with the team at Sports Day. G'day, boys.
Hello, hey, guys. Man. How are you?
Yeah, you can't listen to the critics, boys, because I learned this a long time ago and reminded of this only 7 days ago. You cannot listen to the critics who want to write people off.
I've got an A grade. Mm. Can I throw an A grade in?
Yeah. Yep.
And you guys, I won't be surprised if you don't say a word about this because you don't want to offend anyone, but the NRLW system that has a top four for six teams. So Parramatta had not won a game in their first four. They hadn't won a game and they're in the finals with a win over the Broncos. What is going on there?
Not only
haven't the NRL done it well, Brian? The two best teams are in the grand final.
Not only they're in the final, they're in the GF.
Yeah.
Roosters would be filthy about that. They shouldn't have even been had to play.
They should have had to.
They should have had the weekend off.
You're right, Badgenator. You are right.
I've got to say, I think Parramatta are the one side that Penrith are always looking over their shoulder at because they're unpredictable.
You've beaten them twice, I suppose.
They don't like teams that are unpredictable.
Tell me this, boys. Where is there a weakness in the Panthers side? Don't have to do an individual. Just saying... I can't see it.
I will say this, boys, to be brutally honest, their defence is just world class, but their attack's not where it needs to be. So you think about their tries, Appy snuck through, burrowed through, just got there. It wasn't an executed try. To'o against the run of play, and then Latrell Mitchell kept coming up in the goal line, and there were three grubber kicks behind the line. It wasn't the traditional out the back.
No, but you don't, in grand finals, that very rarely works.
Yeah.
Because everyone's up for it. It's that run that... It's that play before when they went wide pass and they had Kikau flying in and he did like they crossed him and he got a quick play of the ball and then Appy ran from dummy half.
You've rattled the cage there, Sugar.
Oh. Sugar played fullback.
Fullback's up in the line. You've rattled the cage here.
I don't mind him up in the line, but seriously, fair dinkum.
Can't get a marker.
They were just picking it off, weren't they?
But your responsibility is to be the last line. So don't keep getting up in the line if you can't cover.
Hey, Badge.
Actually, we saw that... it was Gutherson that let the Cowboys in for their first try. Got in the line, then he decided to cover as they threw it wide and he just left a big hole.
Badge, if you are up in the line, do you tell your winger to say, listen, do you have to explain that to him? Saying, listen, I'm going up. Make sure you
just give me a swinger.
Yeah. Or someone.
Swinger.
Even if the centre drops in there.
Yep.
Yeah. You can't just do it.
We had a couple of centres who were swingers. They were good. They were swinging behind.
Albert Fullavoy. Hello.
Oh, please.
He's
always throwing his keys in, wasn't he? Oh, here we go.
Hey, boys. This came across my desk earlier in the week, which was yesterday. An OnlyFans model saved a man's life after noticing one very awkward detail during an X-rated chat. An OnlyFans model saved a client's life after pressuring him to go to the doctors for a checkup after she noticed one of his testicles had become swollen.
Ooh.
Bella Grace.
What?
Yep. Bella Grace from Chapel Hill, who previously worked in healthcare, had been seeing the man online regularly for 2 years.
Yeah.
She noticed that both testicles were a normal size when she first met him, but over the last 6 months, one had started to grow at an alarming rate.
Mm. Quite observant.
Yeah. The Chapel Hill resident told the man to get it checked out immediately, but said it took 6 weeks to convince him to head to the doctors because he was embarrassed. Only fan star Brace has saved the man's life because of being a sicko. Mm. So this is great news for everyone.
Observant.
This is very, very good. So the man says, I can't thank Bell enough for encouraging me to make a doctor's appointment. I honestly didn't think anything was wrong, but he wished to remain anonymous. Probably a good idea.
Sorry, where did you say he was from?
Chapel Hill in Queensland.
So that appointment all up actually cost him about
$4,000.
But he saved his life.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Badge, next time you're on OnlyFans, give a bit of a shout out to the young lass for me.
Yeah, righto. I saw a text come in for you, Joel, about OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Have you stolen that from Woogie?
No, well...
Unbelievable.
Oh, here we go. Saved by the New South Wales.
They're called, they're called lawyers. They're not called attorneys. They're not called attorneys, Matty.
I've got this story that's got me a bit worried. An animal rights group has demanded men who eat meat should be banned from having sex.
What?
Urging women to go on a sex strike to save the world.
Mm.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Bondi Division, claim devouring steaks and burgers is a symptom of toxic masculinity and it's killing the planet.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
We don't need
We know that vegan men, is that, vegan men get more matches on dating apps.
Absolutely.
Because compassion is attractive.
Is that right, Fletch?
Absolutely. I'm not on the dating apps.
They call him Tofu Tim over here, don't they, Brian?
So what is it? So you refrain from, you've got to refrain from meat.
Yeah. Eating meat, yeah.
Or you're not going to get any when you get home.
Gibbo's a vegan, isn't he? Is Gibbo a vegan?
No.
No, I love meat.
Well, it says here, artery clogging meat, this is according to Tofu Luva, the CEO, increases the risk of erectile dysfunction.
False.
And every meaty meal is throwing us closer to an environmental catastrophe.
False.
Absolutely nothing sexy about
cholesterol
it.
Cholesterol makes you toey as the sandal of the Roman variety. It's been proven.
Your mates at Bondi.
I wouldn't know.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Trans fats. You want fats? Trans fats.
Hey, gentlemen, I had this argument with Brian today.
You've been waking up with one of those.
With a trans fat.
Yes, badge.
Badge is back.
Where Damo's been waiting very patiently up there in Brisbane. G'day, Damo.
How are you, boys?
Going good, Damo. What do you got?
First phone call for the year to you.
Yeah, I
thought
so.
Where have you been, Damo? You're a Panthers fan by my memory, or your partner is?
The wife's a Panthers supporter, that's correct.
There you go.
Good memory, Sugar.
Mate, it's been a struggle the second half of the year, as you know, with the Broncos, but life goes on. But my heart rate will be through the roof on Sunday, like last year's grand final, because if they lose, I know what I have to cop for the next 12 months.
Mm. Yeah, so, that's true.
What are you going to cop, Damo?
Last year we went to the grand final because it was in Brisbane up here, and my heart rate was up at 140, I think it was. No, it wasn't that high, but about 120 in the first 5 minutes because of losing the year before, the stress if they'd lost two in a row, what I would have had to put up with for 12 months.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, what's on the copping menu? What happens on the menu?
Well, just frustration. Like, I've never... the worst two teams that my partner hates, is funny enough, is the Rabbitohs and the Eels.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, you're in...
You imagine last year's... Mm. So that last year's grand finals, Rabbitohs, this year it's the Eels. She gets stressed.
No, they tend to do that. They tend to do that.
This one comes through, Damo. Thank you for the call, Damo. 1300 01 1170. Sugar, great odds for the Eels at $3 for Sunday, but I can't find the odds for if they're playing on the moon. Let's ramp it up. Para. 1300 01 1170. The Fitzmeister from the Gold Coast is here, the number one Canberra ball boy. How are you, Fitzy?
How are you, gents?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, Fitzy.
What happened, Joel? Did you lose a bit on the punt on the weekend? You started off very flat.
Oh, I was a bit flat, was I?
Well, you know, poor old Delta. I'm not a Delta fan, but I thought it was the best performance ever because she didn't make it about her.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you could be right. No, I just... Okay, are you with me on the new song getting a start?
Oh, forget that. That's rubbish. Don't play that.
Yeah.
No one wants that. You got a bit off a bit early on, didn't you? You've been kicked out of home or something. What's happened?
Not yet.
Now, Fitzy, can I ask you, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we're talking about the smell of urine, how to get rid of it. You said ring your local ChemDry, which I did.
Yep.
Now, I thought to myself, right, I'm going to get the bedrooms done. I suppose it was an offer. I didn't read the small print. It said three rooms for $85 or from $85.
Yep.
Small rooms. I said that's no problem. Anyway, they came back and said it's actually $85 for one room.
Oh.
And then I said, I've got two rugs downstairs. And they said, what material is it? And I said, well, they're just like carpet material.
Mm.
You know, I can't tell you, it's not wool. And they said, well, no, it's $15 per square meter. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm 17 a square meter. So
hang on. Yeah. Why is that different to just a room upstairs?
Well, mainly because rugs are a bit of a special like you're sort of factoring in they could be wool, could be Persian, could be anything.
No. I told them that. They're not Persian. Now I told them that. So she's going to turn around.
You can't have a price for everything.
It's 25 metres I worked out. 25 square metres. That's going to be 25 square metres. That's a huge whack.
They're big rugs. That doesn't sound right. You've done your maths wrong. I've never done a rug 25 metres.
No. 25 square metres, 5x5. That's how big the rug is.
That's a massive rug. That takes up a whole living room.
Yeah, it's a big rug.
Yeah.
Big rug. It's 25 square metres. I'm telling you, it's a massive rug. Yeah. It's 25 square metres. Well, there's no way I'm paying.
Yeah, so
the rug is actually bigger than this room.
It's a big rug.
Yeah.
But it's only about $300.
Yeah, well... Why? It's the same material as the carpet upstairs that they're going to do for $385, and they're going to. It's the same material.
Yeah. How would you handle this situation, Fitz?
Well, it's probably the same as Brian. Probably doesn't charge SEN the same amount he charges Fox.
No. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. That is my time. Mm. Are you going on time, or are you trying to screw the little guy?
No. Rugs are a bit of a specialty, as I said.
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, he's off. Fitzy's on the back footy.
And it's actually easier because you don't have to move a bed. You don't have to move a desk. You don't have to move anything.
Just attack.
So it makes it easier.
I'm not a removalist.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Fricari Rugs now.
Anything else before we go, Fitz?
DM a photo through to me, Fletch, because that doesn't sound right to me. That sounds massive.
Now, and a photo of the rug as well.
Listen here, Mr. $17 a square metre. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Now,
is that plus GST?
Brooksy got my hats to me.
Oh, yes. Here we go. There's one.
So, Fitzy, just to let you know, I've got a little whiteboard behind me, and I tick for every good one we get. I tick for Brooksy. And for all the bad reviews, I obviously get a tick. Guess what the score is? Guess what the score is?
I got them.
98-1.
I got them.
You're the only one.
AFLW score.
Listen to this. I got them. I wear them. I love them.
Oh, you put that on a hat.
Yeah, that's right.
You dinner.
Yeah. And then you charge them when they come in.
Wounded bull them.
See you 17. You are now known as $17.
Square metre.
Yeah.
See you $17.
Geelong boys. Z grade. Well done,
mate. See you SQM.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
See you SQM.
I'm getting off before you start charging us for this call. Welcome back to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Now, Batuta Advocate caught my attention, Brian.
Yes.
And there was an article there which was a little bit alarming, actually, where Nathan Highmarsh had turned up to training at the Parramatta Eels.
Yep, and they stormed off. They didn't want the what's the opposite to the Kevorka? Kramer had the Kevorka.
Yeah, the cooler?
Yeah, mock.
The mock, the cooler. Mm. So we had to watch out for that. Josh Reynolds, too, by the way. Now, this is a shout-out to our loyal listeners. Wherever you're listening to us across the globe, training the house down. So you're going to start to see reports of this, particularly those players or teams who have had a rough season, training the house down. Keep an eye on them and please report back. Have a listen. And I'm pleased to say the old man, the 49-year-old, is on the line. Nathan Highmarsh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I ask you this, Nathan? How's your weight loss going? Because many, many people are saying to me, you're looking fantastic. TV adds 10 pounds, but it can also take off 10 pounds quite easily. How is the diet going?
Yeah, we've got weigh-in tomorrow, Gordon and I.
Oh, yes.
Actually. So that's going to be, we're down to the last 24 hours, so we'll be smashing some out. Gordon will probably have the garbage bag on, trying to drop that final kilo and a half or whatever he needs to drop. So, but we'll see. It's going all right, mate. I'm feeling good. I've actually hurt my back today. Got on the rower, a little bit green now, but I'll stick a bit of Celebrex into me and drop in a hot bath and I should be right for the Dalliams tonight.
What, Nathan, is the... How much do you reckon you've lost?
Oh, I'm sitting around 10 kilos.
That's big.
Maybe 11 if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
But it's kind of stopped. I dropped that pretty early in the program and now it's just kind of hanging around.
Any tips for our listeners out there? We've got a lot of listeners. We've got a couple of Fadeepas as well.
who are
looking at losing some weight. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me for?
What is the key?
A little bit of exercise, better diet. And look, I tend to have quite a number of alcoholic beverages over the course of the weekend.
Mm.
So I tried to cut that back a bit, but wasn't overly successful, but just the diet changed a bit, and a little bit more exercise obviously helps Brian. And now that, you know, we've only got one Thursday night show for Maddie now, and you're going to be the largest on the lounge. So I dare say that you are panicking already going into next year because you don't want to be the biggest person on the lounge.
No, correct? No. That is in the back of my mind, but I certainly know what you get up to in the off season. So I'm comfortably with myself and Gordon.
What's his downfall?
Chips, chocolate, and cream buns. Loves a cream.
No, I'm not a cream bun, but I'm not a cream bun guy. No, definitely chips and chocolate. I do love a Vegemite shape now, especially in bed after dark.
Shapes.
Watching a bit of late night telly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're getting around that Jeffrey Dahmer show, you sicko.
I don't even know what show that is.
You've heard of Jeffrey Dahmer?
What's that about? No.
Jeffrey Dahmer was an American serial killer who would eat certain parts of males' bodies.
Ooh.
What parts?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, he killed them, and you never heard this.
Meal, not a snack.
No, I actually don't. I want to watch the show.
But it's world
yeah,
famous.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Yeah,
it's worldwide.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, men are from Mars. Men are from Mars, and women are from. Is that?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah, every body part. He's living in a one bedroom joint. Oh, you got to get around this.
I'll try. In between Formula One and the rewatching Entourage, I'm just trying to find time.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to put this forward, right?
Yeah.
Because Nathan Hindmarsh would have won this many times. Why do we have leading point scorer? We have all these offensive awards, attacking awards, we like to say in Australia. Why can't we have the defensive player of the year? And it's not just the top tackler,
but
you factor in, there's some kind of matrix where you factor in their tackle percentage or something like that.
Yep.
Don't we need to acknowledge
one-on-ones,
two sides of the ball, Brian?
Absolutely. But as the public always think, it's all about the flashy wingers.
The defensive player
the
of the
wingers
year.
Get everything. Wingers propose after grand finals and everyone loves them.
Right.
What about a forward divorcing after the grand final?
Yeah.
What about a forward goes up, says to his missus, "Hey, doll, we're off. See you later." Then he just has a big tongue sambo with the cheerleader. Thoughts?
Yes. And just on that too, like we have these sneaky cameras and the real fluff pieces about this kid's been picked for his debut.
Yeah.
We want to have the hidden camera. Listen, champ, you're going like a bustard.
Yeah.
You're dropped.
We got a dog. Ta-da.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Person, you've got to have a person in the end. Yeah,
we got a dog person. That should be an award.
Oh yes,
it should be.
That should be an award.
They've got the proven summons now, which is what's the proven summons for? That's for now for good sportsmanship now.
Well, you won that.
Yeah, you won that five times.
Oh, that's the worst Bruce of all time.
It was a Bruce. Oh, I forgot. What's that award that I got five times?
Heine, tell me this, right? Aside from your tip, who do you actually want to, if Parramatta won the grand final, who would you like to see have the Clive Churchill?
I would like probably Junior, I think. Mm. Someone like, so I'd like to pick a forward. Look, or Gutho. I think Gutho deserves it. You know what? He's been a great player for the Eels over the years, and you know what you get when he turns up every week. He puts in 100%. So someone like Gutho or Big Junior would be good.
You got any holidays planned, Nathan? You going away in the off season? You're thinking about
I'll be heading away somewhere, mate. Not sure where yet, but I might go down the river, fix it up because it's been flooded three times.
Yeah.
So
this is
what about if they win?
Fixing it up.
Do you make an appearance at the Mad Monday, bro?
No, you can't.
No, definitely not. Who would do that?
Yeah.
No one would do that.
No.
I'm not even going to make an appearance in the sheds. No. That's all. That's their domain. I've been there, done that.
Yeah,
I know, but I really want you to do the ET thing. The ET.
I know you've told me this several times.
It would be so good. Yeah. You just imagine you and Jake Arthur just cuddling, or
but I can't. You and Sean Lane. I won't cry though. I don't think I'll cry.
No,
ET.
ET was crying.
ET was crying, wasn't he? They get quite emotional down the shire.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I'm going to do a protest here.
Okay.
Because I'm doing this protest because you need to come up with something new for this.
What?
Right, Josh Reynolds, train and trial, aka I'm told training the house down.
Okay, hold all tickets, protest. Ooh.
Can you be training the house down when a grand final hasn't even been won?
You can train the house down anytime you want. Matter of fact, I'm doing it now.
Okay,
specifically, what's happened? Do tell.
Well, I don't. Well, former Bulldogs, he returns to Belmore.
Yeah.
Right. He signed a train and trial contract.
Train and trial.
And well, you know what? Let's have a listen to this.
I'll be honest. I want to play. I want to play first grade every week. Like, there's no shying away from that. Like, I want to train the house down, but I'm not just here to train. I'm not just a guinea pig. Like, I want to be playing week in, week out footy. But
so he's just said it.
Yeah, but you know who threw the short ball? Our man Dean from NRL Roast. He tipped us off. He said, because he's looking for uppers and downers.
Yeah, but okay.
This is the season of uppers.
Yes, but this is the first time I've ever heard a player saying it himself.
Oh, self-anointing.
Self-anointing. I just want to train and try. Can I listen to that again?
Yeah, Gibber? Let's go again, Gibber.
I'll be honest. I want to play. I want to play first grade every week. Like, there's no shying away from that. Like, I want to train the house down, but I'm not just here to train.
Okay.
I'm not just
okay,
a guinea pig.
Okay, okay, okay. I want to train the house down.
So he's not.
Well, he wants to.
Yeah.
There hasn't been an article.
Yep.
Tony Adams hasn't met him down at Coogee and said, I've saved his career and his life. And there hasn't been any other spotted by someone else.
Okay.
This is the first time I've ever had anyone say this. He's going, he's captain. 2023, he's the captain.
No.
Definitely. I'm putting him in.
Brian, you got to, success leaves clues, right?
No one's
last year, Cameron Munster was training the house up. How do you reckon Cameron Munster's season played out?
Yeah, I know.
Tommy Trbojevic was training the house down.
Yeah.
How'd that play out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the up.
Yeah, well, I reckon he's got an up in him.
Has he?
Definitely.
You got an up before you're down.
He's got a big off season coming up, I reckon.
Yeah, good. Just tell him off-season. To cool his jets. Cool his jets. Welcome back to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch, and maybe the worst of the Joel and Fletch. We had this awards ceremony in light of the Dally M's, which were looming.
Mm.
We come up with those. So the Run Home, we thought the Runnies, that's got a nice little ring to it. We'll come up with our own little clever awards. And it was pretty rank.
It was rank, but if you don't try, you don't get.
No.
And we probably shouldn't have been getting it.
No.
Because the runnies was very similar to when you have diarrhea.
Yes. What about Wacky Team Wednesday?
Ah, oh, frothing.
Yep.
It was all about the West, the Golden West.
Have a listen. The runnies. It is the Dally M, so let's do this, Gibbo. It's the only thing we have when it comes to awards, but that's going to have to do. The runnies, rightio. What are our nominations, Brian? You've got anything? Let's start with something a little bit softer. Best caretaker coach.
Noddy.
Noddy.
Ah.
Yeah.
I want to give Noddy a cuddle. He's an alumni.
Mm.
Part of our stable.
The Cowboys win was great.
Yep.
One of the great upsets.
Yep.
Upsets.
Yep.
It's not where you start, boys. It's where you finish.
Yep.
Praise and blame, all the same.
Who's had the best redemption? Who's a player who's had the best redemption? Matty Moylan?
The Lazarus.
Tommy Dearden?
After getting his agate falling off.
We got one from Iron Bronco saying Ben Hunt redeeming himself in Origin 3, 7 years after dropping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2015.
Yep. Yep.
What about Matt Lodge?
Yeah.
I mean,
Definitely nomination. Definitely not. I don't think he can win.
What about the best Brucing out there? Has there been a really good Brucing?
Oh, mate, there's been some fantastic Bruces. I think we've got to change it now to Lizzying.
Yeah.
Because the Queen's
bigger.
Surpassed Bruce.
I like that. What about the best shorts?
Sure. Greg Norman.
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman.
Mm.
Well, he started the shorts all
Greg
those
enormous.
Years. Greg Enormous. Like almost 12 months ago. Now he brought it into the live.
Yep.
He just wants to wear the shorts on the course.
Yes. What else we got? Unluckiest fan. Little Lockie. Lockie travelled the world.
Oh, yeah. And
I even saw he jumped onto the bandwagon of the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, poor old Lock. Went everywhere with the West Tigers.
New Zealand. Mm. Townsville.
That poor kid's going to hate travelling.
How
unlucky
was that one? Poor kid's going to hate the Tigers. When he realises they're the rank, he's going to say.
Oh, we're not going on the plane again, are we?
Why can't I be a Penrith Panther?
Yeah. So poor Lockie, he's had bad luck, but next year might be great luck. Best head in the NRL, best lemon spread.
Best lemon?
Yeah.
Who's got a beautiful face? Beautiful face?
Mm.
You know who I don't mind? Young Sorensen.
Oh. Who's his brother-in-law? Chad Townsend.
Chad Townsend,
Chad Townsend.
What about Corey Horsburgh shaving the melon?
Bill Burr.
Well, Chad gets the most grateful rugby league player.
Oh, I love
this
game.
How good's rugby league? Yeah, I love this game.
When he was mic'd up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets the most grateful player.
I'm a bit
player.
Sus on that. I'm real sus on that. A bit like that Marley basketball we saw the other day, that press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was set up.
What about the best sledge?
Best sledge? Ricky? I mean, Penrith Panthers trainer.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm. Better than WGD?
We got a dog.
P.
That wasn't a... Yeah, that was a good sledge. WGDP.
P. The P's important.
We got a dog.
Dog person.
There's so many nominations. I don't know where we can stop.
Mm. You know what I look forward to, Brian?
What's that?
Well, the grand final's run and won come Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you just start to see all the celebratory clips coming out, don't you?
Yeah, this is what's been happening the last couple of years. We saw last year, that was a bit, there was all sorts of things going on. Remember, there was accusations, there was wording.
Yeah.
They also dropped the premiership as well. They got fined after their comp because they broke the premiership. They were drinking with it.
They were sticking vapes into the statue. Remember, that was
the statue, was it?
So they were tending to with Norm and Arthur, and they were pretending to put the vape there.
Because they did the ski goggles last year.
Got to get rid of that shit.
Do you reckon it's coming around again?
Of course it is. It's no good.
But what's the logistics of that though, Brian? Like, who's turning up to the game with it?
The sponsors.
The sponsors.
So it was last year, it was Puma.
Right.
So the Puma boys got around it. I'm sure there'll be, some company has already got the rights for these. I say this every year, you want the champagne in
your
eyes.
You're going to be a rights thing. So somebody's already there with a box of those.
Someone's gone, here, boys, he's 25. Large.
Yeah.
Can we give you these? Wear these on every, because they're going to be in the papers and throughout the media.
But you think Penrith and Parramatta would both have that deal already?
Done.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Fascinating. Of course, you've got the grand final. There'll be grand final shirts in a warehouse now saying Parramatta premiers, Penrith premiers, all ready to go, wouldn't they?
They would, definitely. Our man, 7-2-R, he wants player of the year, Crichton. Player of the year, Crichton.
Oh, that's good.
Well, just play it for the 6 months. for the first 6 months.
What about the best biff this year, boys? There wasn't many. There was a little bit in Origin, but cast your minds back to Magic Round when the Broncos fans and the Canterbury Bulldogs plus a Cronulla fan were getting a bit hot and heavy in the stands.
That's right.
And because he was standing over the top.
Was that Owen Cunningham's young bloke?
That came out. I think there was some kind of relation there, wasn't it?
They were carrying on during a minute's silence, was it? Or the anthem? And that's what tipped them over the edge. And next thing you know, you copped a haymaker for your troubles.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was Owens.
Who's been the caller of the year? Who's been not necessarily caller, contributor of the year, the runnies? Rob from Blacktown?
Pedro.
Pedro the Rooster.
Yep.
Mm. The doctor's been good.
Dr. Mark.
Dr. Mark's been very good.
Oh, he's my favourite.
Yeah.
Still trying to get those scripts off him.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Best Blue?
Oh, yeah. Social Blue.
BA and AK.
Yes. This one, what about the lucky player of the year? Nathan Brown.
Yeah.
No. Charlie Staines.
Hottest coach of the year.
Hottest?
Ooh. Yeah.
As in?
Craig Fitzgibbon, after seeing him down at Urban Surf.
Oof. Toddy Payton's got Fitzy cover, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. Toddy Payton. Baz, start of the year. Cameron Serraldo next year, I reckon. He's $1.
Oh, Lundy's saying, this is fair. Yeah, Lundy's saying Hector. Hector is the contributor of the year. He has been the contributor of the year. Hector.
Got a few threes in the middle of the year.
Oh, he pulled many threes,
didn't
he?
But he dropped away late.
Yeah, but recently by star about that. He's had a big year, Hector. Yep. He gets my vote.
What about Gibbo from Lithgow?
Gibson, good.
Yep.
Bit of bias there with a similar sort of name as myself.
Yep.
He was good. Don't mind his
husband. He's got a little bit of anger issues.
With the refs.
Yeah, he doesn't like the refs. He's a bit like sugar.
We all know those people who are never wrong. Like, they're never in the wrong.
Fonzie.
And they're just unluckily, like, the whole world's just transpiring against them. Gibson's always found an unlucky ref or a call or a team.
Sister.
I tell you what Gibbo didn't like. He didn't like when the opposition players certainly, like, verbaled him.
Yeah.
did he?
No, you never do, though.
No, never sometimes it's fun.
Mate, you know those little player cam things they do? He'd be good for that, wouldn't he, Gibson?
Yeah.
He'd be real good for that.
The wacky team, is anything to do with the West? Western. Westies. The name Kardashian West. So it doesn't have to be all names. I know there's a lot of John West, Adam West, former Batman character. But think outside the box a little bit. What goes on out the west? There's whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
There's
Jess Fox. So Jess Fox make the team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's cable.
Yep.
There's cable stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as we said, now some gentleman just slid into my DMs and he wanted, here he goes. This is Muzza. Muzza wanted Hoss Cartwright from Bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
West.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Good. Topical Cartwright at the moment.
Cartwright for Gibbo. Aaron Gibbo wants Salim Mahaja.
Oh.
Remember Salim?
Was he doing burnouts in the tunnel or something?
Oh, he was doing plenty of things both on and off the field. I think he had his wedding in the main streets in Auburn, perhaps.
He was the mayor of Auburn, wasn't
he? Yeah, disgraced mayor of Auburn.
Well, what was he disgraced from?
Putting a few in the kitty behind, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Allegedly. Sorry. Yeah. Allegedly. I don't want to get sued.
So the halves are Adam West and Ben Cousins. That's all I've got.
Oh, yeah.
And Rob. My conundrum is Rob or Jenna Reinhardt.
Okay, if you're going down Ben Cousin areas as far as West Coast Eagles, can I throw in Viv Richards, a master blaster?
Oh, yeah. West Indies, of course you can.
Yeah.
Where do you want to play him?
Oh, wherever he wants. He's like Stanley Jean. He can go anywhere.
I got John West. He's the fullback.
Yeah.
Because he catches everything.
Yeah.
Except real tuna. As dolphins don't taste that great. No, I heard. Allegedly.
Okay. Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly.
I got Yul Brynner. I don't know why I've got Yul Brynner in there.
Westworld, the original, the movie.
Okay. We're really clutching. Viv Richards. If you're going to have Viv Richards, you've got to have Gladstone Small.
Gladstone Small?
Yeah, he's from the West Indies.
He's from England.
He's born in the West Indies.
Was he?
Born in the West Indies.
Okay.
Went and they were best mates at school.
Right.
Viv Richards, it's legit. Yeah.
Viv Richards and Gladstone Small.
Do your research.
Righto.
That's it so far. Twiggy Forrest.
He was born in Barbados.
Correct.
Yeah.
What? Why would you doubt me?
60. He's 60.
Because I lie all the time. Yeah. You're pretty good. Alan Bond. A few mentions for Alan Bond. And Kanye West. So this team's very good.
Can we go the West Coast hip-hop route? So we got your Dr. Dre's, your Snoop Dogg's, stuff like that. Or is that a bit too...
That's fine.
Is that clutching?
TBS, Evs said West Side Connection, front row, Ice Cube, Nate Dogg, Mac 10.
Okay. Now it's time for this.
Gibbo loved it.
Okay, this is the West team. Fullback, John West. Wing, obviously Penny Wong, my favourite. Centres, Yul Brynner and Hoss Cartwright. The other winger, I'm thinking Plowman-like, Gina Reinhart.
Oh.
The halves, Adam West, Ben Cousins. The front row, Kanye West, Twiggy Forrest and Alan Bond.
Ooh.
Back row, this is where it's a very, very good-looking back row. John Wayne. Salim Mahaja, and I'm throwing Rob in.
Rob from Blacktown.
Rob's in 13.
Wow.
And the bench, Wentworth, Blaxland and Lawson. Sure they can find...
They can explore
around the back of the ruck.
Yes.
There we go. Not a bad looking team.
Great team.
Three-man bench for the GF.
Only three men.
Yep.
We don't need any more.
Welcome back to the Best of the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And we finished... off the week in style. You did a big four-day shift this week, didn't you?
Well, I'm going to have to get used to it because here it comes. It does take it out of you.
Yeah.
That extra 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was buggered.
Yes. And by the way, on crunch time, you were terrific as well. But we caught up with Matthew Johns, who was brilliant. He always is. Mitch Stark.
Champion.
Left armour.
Wicket keeper.
Yes.
We found out that he was a wicket keeper.
Yep.
Golf fanatic.
Yes.
Just wants to wear shorts. Remember?
And we got a clever text too while we're chatting to Mitch, didn't we? He said, hey boys, this came from John. What did Mitch Stark's parents say when they were first introduced to her? She's a keeper.
Oh, boom. Johnny from Harrington Park. He never fails to impress me, old John.
No, never does. Anyway, I hope we can impress you here. Have a listen. Matthew, how are you?
How you going, boys?
Yeah. Matthew, what did you make of the Dally M's last night?
Oh, yeah. It was good. I mean, look, it's always a pretty staid night, isn't it? Like, you know, when you're in there, like, mate, never for $1 million would you host it, because it's just, the room is pretty, man, it's pretty vanilla. You know, it's just, we did it 1 year. We had a few beers on board. I can't really remember it that well, but I remember there wasn't a lot of applause or laughter. So this is the last time I've done it. But it was. I mean, I was so happy for Nicho Hynes.
Yeah,
mate, most points ever, 38, outstanding. I'm thinking of all the other teams, mate. Aren't there any? No controversies.
No.
Parramatta didn't get one in the team of the year, but they only caught fire late in the season. So, mate, I was pretty happy with everything. There was nothing really struck me that I thought was controversial.
No.
At all. There were some funny moments. Chatty Townsend's presentation, he was up to give an award. That was rather awkward, even by Chatty Townsend's standards.
But I thought that was a bit unfair. Yes. Putting two players up there. Obviously, Kezzy Apps was the other one.
Was good.
She
nailed it.
Yeah, it's a bit hard.
He was all at sea, Chatty. For a bloke who is an organising playmaker, it surprised me that he was so ahead of his depth.
Have they ever done this before? Have they ever had two current players?
Because
it's a big ask.
It is a big ask. There was a few moments there, like Toddy Payton, his speech. I was waiting for someone to give him a tap on the shoulder.
We're just going to go back to it. We've been playing this since 10 to 4. We'll just see if it's... Has he finished yet?
Of all our players in the game.
I know.
We lead a hedonistic life.
Still going. Jeez, it's 22 minutes. How long does it go? I know you said it went for a long time.
Mate, I've got to say, I was sitting next to my wife, and when he said we live a hedonistic life, she looked at me and said, like, what are you blokes get up to? It sounded like wax on nipples and stuff like that. I was
like Rick from Arizona areas.
Outstanding.
I'll tell you what they need. Next time you host the Dally, and you said it's very hard vanilla room, Maddie. Now, there's a show overseas, and they very cleverly did this, Brian and Matthew, where they didn't each know, but they had discovered individuals who had these amazing laughs, and they had all put them on the same panel, right? And then one would laugh, and then the other. And this is what happened.
What is that it?
Yeah, that was. No, that's,
is that
it?
That was in there. That was pretty random. What's Toddy doing? Where's Toddy up now? Surely he's finished. Is Toddy finished yet?
What you put your bodies in your mind. Oh, no, he's still going.
We'll get back to Maddie
now. It's so awesome.
Yes. But it's one of those ones, I'm sure that some of the boys had a few beers on board. It's one of those ones where you get there and they wake up the next day and you go, oh, God.
Hey, Matthew, let's talk about this game on Sunday. It's going to be a beauty. In one particular selection has raised eyebrows, Nathan Brown. So the old thugs in us, the old goons in us, are thinking, right, is he going to come off the line, put on and just take Nathan Cleary's face off? Or is it a strategic move in the sense that he thinks that they're going to play him through the middle?
I think it's got a little bit to do with Nathan and the playmakers because... one thing that Nathan Brown can do is he's quick. He's got good leg speed. So you need someone like that to get to the kickers. Like, it's a big ask us in the middle forwards to get out of the line and get to Nathan. But Brown is the sort of guy that could do that. And the other thing I like about Nathan Brown, boys, is that when you go to the bench, you're looking for something. And he'll give you something one way or another. Like, if they're in a little bit of trouble or something like that, and you go, righto, we need something here. You go to Nathan Brown, and he's not going to just graft and grind. You know something's going to happen. And that I think that's really important as far as your bench makeup. I mean, look, as far as going out there and taking somebody out, they just got to be careful because, you know, if something happens with Nathan Brown, like, for instance, one of their players gets sent off, then that makes it really difficult on the bench because they're carrying Jake to cover for the playmakers. So if they were to get a player, you know, suspended or something like that, sent off, then, mate, that makes the bench and makes the squad, the playing squad, very skinny.
He's on the line. G'day, Mitch.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Going good, mate. Going good. How's the body? Is it raring to go?
It's going all right.
Yeah?
It's raring to go. It's, had a little spell for a bit just to check up on the knee and make sure everything was okay to keep going, which thankfully it is. So it's full steam ahead for everyone. The boys are back from India. We head up north on Sunday before or after the NRL final, obviously, and then we get stuck into it next week, which is really good.
Now, Mitch, you're unusual in the sense that you're a fast bowler that can bat as well. So when you were a kid, could you bat? Like,
I was a wicketkeeper until I was 15, I had to bat. So
So how did you get into the fast bowling? How that all happened, coming from behind the stump?
A couple of growth spurts, I reckon, helped it. But someone obviously thought that I was a bowler and not a wicketkeeper. Maybe that says a bit about how I was as a wicketkeeper, but obviously a good change and have made it work for me. But no one else wanted to be wicketkeeper as a kid, so I stuck my hand up and tried to slog them with the bat, and I still do with the bat, to be fair. But chip in every now and again with the bat when I can.
Now, you don't really do your research because you claimed him to be a mad Bitcoin buff, which he's clearly not. No. I do my research, yes. And if I'm right in saying this, Mitchell, I understand that you played New South Wales under-17s cricket with Nathan Brown and Pat Cummins.
They were both a bit younger than me. But I did play.
We're on fire today, the research.
So, Paddy, I didn't play underage with. I played with Joshy Hazelwood, but I played at Western Suburbs with Nathan Brown.
Gotcha.
And went to school with him.
Oh.
Is that a Westfield? Were you a Westfields boy?
I was at a Homebush, so he was there momentarily. But he was at Western Suburbs grade club for cricket that I was at with him. For a couple of seasons.
How handy was he? What did he play?
He was a batter. I think he tried a bit of spin, but he was a top order batter. He was quite handy, actually. Gave it a good nudge for a while. He did play under 17s, and then didn't follow through with the cricket. And next minute, he's probably packed on 60 kilos of muscle and running through brick walls. So probably made the right choice in the end.
So Gibbo, who's giving us all, he does all the sort of notes and that. So far, he said Mitch is 29. Nathan Brown was a swing bowler back in the day, and that you love your Bitcoins.
And you got a hole in one.
Yes. And you got a hole in one. Yes. Are you going for the grand, anyone in the grand final, Mitch? Gibbo reckons you're a Manly fan.
Why? Because I live on the North Beach.
No, he said you lived down at Wagga. Anyway, who are you going for?
Well, look, I've been hanging out a fair bit with Shawnee Abbott of recent tours, and he's a big Parramatta fan, so I might jump on them. I mean, Fletch probably be against Hindmarsh there, but...
Of course I am.
I'll jump on there.
But your skipper is a Penrith boy, isn't he? He'd be supporting Penrith.
Yeah, he's a great Penrith boy that lives out in Clovelly these days. Yeah, he's doing well.
They all do. I see Stevie Smith just driving his Maserati up in Rose Bay. So I know you all tend to come over to the east. I know you're not in the east, but won't be long. You'll be over there.
Anyhows.
I like my space up north.
True. Yeah, but your problem is you've got ticks over there. A lot of, don't you? Those things are getting to...
Oh, I don't know. I tend to stay away from the city, so I like being away from town.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Don't forget, Monday to Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on SEN. If you miss that, you can catch up any old time on the podcast via Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts. We'll catch you next time.